With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. A political group called Working Families pushed for progressive Democrats in last year's elections and helped pull off some surprise wins in traditionally conservative Democratic strongholds. Political director J.D. Matthews says it's possible to defeat what he calls entrenched politicians, like in Rio Riba County, where a conservative Democrat had held the seat for more than a decade. Working Families persuaded a progressive local working woman to run, and she won.
It's hard to want to get involved. But when Working Families, for example, and other organizations and people stand together and say, hey, there's an opportunity here. There was a lot of desperation in northern New Mexico in that district. I remember, nobody thought we could change. Everyone thought it was the status quo. What's the point of voting? But they were given an option for the first time in a decade. And that really energized so many people.
Will Working Families be involved in the next election when every Senate and House seat is up for grabs? Matthew says the organizing is already beginning.
Working Families is really in a position to provide training, to help people's voices be amplified. We do candidate trainings, social media support, really advanced campaign techniques to make sure that those people's voices can be heard, especially in Senate races. And we plan to do that in 2020. There's no doubt. There's a lot of anger. There's a lot of disappointment. And we feel that needs to be heard at the ballot box.
Working Families is headed by former Albuquerque Senator Eric Griego. Matthew says he and other members of the group will keep pushing measures that help working families. The organization has a chapter in New Mexico and is registered as a minor political party in several other states. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.